With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's time for another one. It's the Morning Mess time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Raina?
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Raina, we heard there's problems in paradise with your man, Matt. What's going on?
Ooh, I'm going to try to keep my cool here, okay? So my best friend, Kendra, and I are pretty tight. Last weekend, I went over and we were hanging out the whole weekend. And I noticed that she couldn't put her phone down. She was, like, texting nonstop. And she wouldn't tell me who it was. So I thought, okay, she got a new guy. And then he FaceTimed her, but she didn't pick up the phone. So I kind of like looked over and I saw that she just had the guy's contact name as M with a little heart. But my boyfriend's name starts with an M. And I know I'm not crazy. Well, maybe a little crazy. But then I peeked over her shoulder again at the phone and he was like sending her this gif of little penguins. And that's like a thing that my boyfriend always sends me. So I was like, yo. You know, like, what's going on here?
All right, let's take it, like, 10 steps back here. So you're hanging out with your friend, and she's got a new guy. She won't tell you who it is, though?
Right. She won't tell me who it is, and she's texting the whole weekend, and she won't put her phone down. She's, like, holding on to it. Like, it's just weird. So yesterday, I was supposed to have dinner with my sweetheart, and he canceled because he said he had to work. So then I call my girl, and she says she can't hang out because she's busy.
Have you confronted either of them about what you're suspecting?
I didn't confront them. I'm getting, like, this sick feeling in my stomach, and I just don't understand why she won't tell me who she's talking to. But I want you guys to help me confront them both.
She went to go visit his penguin. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. That's not the case.
Hell no.
Or maybe that sick feeling in your stomach is you're pregnant. Have you taken a pregnancy
test?
Because you better take one of those pray and spray on that pregnancy test that you're not.
Okay. And honestly, it really is a little suspicious that she won't tell you who it is when she's supposedly your best friend, that she has this person under the letter M, and that just so happens to be your boyfriend's first letter of his name. But it's almost too obvious, right?
Yeah. The only thing that I think is the penguin thing, honestly. So when we bust your man, because obviously it might be him, is it an ultimatum? Pick her or me? You're over it?
I am pretty much over it at this point. If he is my best friend, then they can have each other. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So let's do the staycation setup. Anish, run it down.
Well, basically what's going to happen is I'm going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and then I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. Now, he is only supposed to say your name.
Right.
So if he says Kendra girl, well, then you can let him have it and just know that we've got our finger on the bleep button.
Mm-hmm. See where his finger's at. Kendra's a side chick's name, by the way, for real.
Not always.
Well, hopefully not now.
We got his number, calling him up next. Okay, Raina?
Okay, thank you, guys.
We got you. All right, staycation setup with your Morning Mess. It's the Morning Mess in the middle of a staycation setup. We spoke to Raina. Concerns her man is cheating with her best friend. Just been too many coincidences, really, really weird. Her best friend seeing some new dude, and she hasn't told Raina who she's seeing, but her girl has been on her phone a lot, and she kind of was looking over her shoulder and saw that she has her man that she's been texting back and forth just as an initial, M, the same initial as her man. There's a little heart emoji next to it. And she noticed these emojis that are sending back and forth from this guy that her best friend is seeing is little penguins. Well, guess what Raina, her man thing is? Penguins. So Raina, just with these three things alone, you pretty much think your man's cheating on you with your best friend.
Yes.
And you've asked your boyfriend to hang out. He said he couldn't. Then you asked your friend to hang out. She was like, oh, I'm all so busy. And you're starting to think that they're keeping each other some company.
That is correct.
Well, we're going to do the staycation setup, find out if your man really is cheating on you with your best friend. And remind me real quick, you said her name was Kendra?
Yes, Kendra.
Ooh, that's a side chick name.
Again, if they are cheating with each other, you don't want to give them an ultimatum, pick her or me. You're just done with both of them.
Absolutely, moving on.
All right, we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do the staycation setup. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Matt?
This is Matt.
Matt, good morning. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, add in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you. You're the grand prize winner.
I don't have any money or anything, so you know I don't think I can help you.
That's actually not a problem for us. We're not interested in your money. We are asking for reviews of your experience in return for the stay because we just opened up locally. But to just give you some reassurance, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend stay. I don't know if it would help you, but we are taking our safety protocols very seriously, and we have some flexibility with scheduling throughout the rest of the year. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on a really good opportunity for you to show appreciation for that special someone.
Okay, so it's absolutely free, and I could schedule in the future if I have to, is what you're telling me.
100% that, yes.
Okay, if it's totally free, yeah.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for that. Now, for your guest of honor, we start this off with a personalized note, just a way for you to set the tone for the weekend. I want to see if you have a special message you'd like to leave for your guests. I can write that when you're ready.
How about put excited to spend time with you?
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and write that down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
Kendra.
Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Hey, Matt. So legally, we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your girl Raina's on the line.
Yeah, what the are you doing, Matt? You're my best friend, you piece of
I mean, kind of. It's like really complicated.
Complicated? Are you kidding me? Yeah. It's complicated? How long, Matt? How long have you been f***ing her? When did this start? How did this happen?
Well, she started texting me, and one thing led to another.
Oh, my God. So you're f***ing telling me that my best friend Kendra started hitting on you? I don't buy it. Well,
how long has she been petting the penguin?
She told me that she wasn't happy with you anyway, so I don't understand, you know.
What?
Why is it such a big deal?
You're saying that I told my best friend that I was unhappy with you, so your solution to make me stop being unhappy was to f*** my best friend?
That's exactly what he said.
Oof.
Well, if you're unhappy with me, why didn't you just break up with me then?
No. Don't you turn this on me. If you were unhappy, you should have done me and not f***ing cheated.
We're definitely both at fault here.
Both at fault?
No, you are such a big f***, Matt. This is your doing. You did this. No.
Listen, just please don't take this out on Kendra, okay?
Don't take it out on her best friend who sleep with her. Are you crazy? Exactly what she's going to do.
Oh, my God, I can't believe he's defending her. Get the f*** out of here. I never want to see you. I never want to see her or either of you fools ever again. That's bullshit, Matt. And you're sending her little penguins? That's like our thing. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Listen, I told you, if you had a problem with me,
Guys, can we get him off the line?
Just him and her.
Both of them.
But real quick, I just want you to know we have counseling services. I mean, if you guys want to.
Are you crazy?
The only counsel he's going to need is when I slash his tires.
Oh, you know, I just would not.
Why are you counseling for that?
I got friends at insurance.
Spanish version of
AAA. Okay, you know what? Matt, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Ms. Raina, it's exactly what you thought, though.
Yeah, well, I'm smarter than I look, I guess. I don't know.
Don't say that about yourself. Look, if there's one thing that you've definitely proven is that woman's intuition is very good. Because you knew.
Yeah, and I want to see how dumb and fine you really look. So send a picture because I don't believe that you're as dumb as you don't look.
No, we don't need to be sending
pictures.
I'll
send you a picture. I need to find myself a new man. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
No, not right now.
I got a friend for you. His name is Zach. Just a little temporary. You know what I mean?
Ew.
As long as he's not a cheater, we're good to go.
Okay, let me call him and see. Let me text him, see if he's a cheater or not, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, while you do that, we're going to get you some counseling services, girl. That counselor is definitely not going to cheat on you, okay?
Okay.
Zach just texted me back. He's never cheated, so.
Perfect. Send me his digits. We'll hook up and we'll talk later
that
for sure.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Say his what? Okay. Oh. Hold on right there, okay?
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.